When Vladimir Putin took office 5 years ago, he promised to fight the corruption which was rampant in Russia. President Putin pledged to institute what he called a dictatorship of law. But ask anyone in Moscow and they'll tell you corruption has only grown worse, much worse. As NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, many say it's a way of life.
In the dying days of communism, Ilya Handrukov was one of Russia's first businessmen. In 1988, he was kicked out of university for sewing and selling clothes. So he went into business under the country's new commerce laws. Now, some of his 150 employees hunch over sewing machines and man steam presses in his small Moscow factory, making uniforms for the likes of McDonald's, Pepsi, and Procter & Gamble. But Handrukov's no fat cat. In a city teeming with Mercedes cars with tinted windows, he drives a humble Russian-made Lada. And he wants to conduct business honestly. That, he says, is his biggest obstacle. Last month, Transparency International ranked Russia 126th out of 140 on its corruption index. Handrukov says laws and regulations governing business here are purposely vague.
When a fire code inspector comes by, he can find a huge number of violations. That's why the majority of manufacturers have to pay bribes.
According to the government's own anti-corruption committee, the average Russian company pays a whopping $135,000 in bribes each year. That's up from $23,000 only 4 years ago. Despite his big-name clients, Handrukov says he and other small-sized manufacturers are barely able to survive. But Handrukov hasn't lost hope. He's joined other businessmen and activists in several anti-corruption groups, including an association that recently petitioned Putin to help observe United Nations and European anti-corruption conventions. They never got a reply.
When they don't want to answer us about corruption, when they don't want to discuss it with society, then the question naturally arises, what is our dear presidential administration really busy doing?
Handrukov's association says it recently stopped the sale of clothes illegally sent from China. It turned out they were imported by officers of the FSB, the country's security service. They stood to make a huge profit, and the government paid for the transportation costs. When the state audit chamber tried to investigate the issue, the government barred it from proceeding. Georgi Sattarov co-chairs the Anti-Corruption Association. He's also head of the INDEM think tank, which last month released a study about corruption in Russia. Sattarov says the growth of corruption is directly tied to Putin's policy of strengthening the Kremlin's power. He says by silencing the government's critics, Putin has given the bureaucracy a free hand.
Corruption allows people to be easily controlled. If someone's compromised, it's easy to control them.
According to Sattarov's INDEM group, corruption affects almost all aspects of life. Drivers pay about $15 to get out of a speeding ticket. Students pay to get into college, a total of $580 million this year. And plaintiffs or defendants in court bribe judges to rule their way. Vladimir Ryshkov is an independent member of parliament. He says corruption flourishes among officials when their activities are hidden from scrutiny by the rest of the population. He spoke at a recent news conference.
In Russia, you'll never get anywhere trying to find information from the state. Your car garage will be confiscated, but you'll never know why. Your apartment will be appropriated, and you'll never know why. You'll get a pay raise, and you won't know why. Today, we can't know any decision of any government agency or public official because Russia has no law that would guarantee us that constitutional right.
Last year, Ryshkov introduced legislation into parliament that would force officials, even in the Kremlin, to make public their activities. By law, legislators must consider new bills within 2 months. But 1 year on, Ryshkov is still waiting for his to be reviewed. Exasperation over the state of affairs has led one pop star, best known for such nostalgic songs as Born in the USSR, to wish for something better. Oleg Gazmanov's popular anti-corruption song, New Dawn, wasn't initially allowed on radio when he released it last month. He sings, "How will we ever triumph if it's so easy to buy us off?" Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.
Высоко же президент наш отец. Можно быть...